September 11th has a special meaning here in the United States, a dark anniversary of a date that will forever be etched on the country's collective consciousness. 9/11 was one of this nation's darkest days, shattered by the terror attacks that occurred 18 years ago, when a country grieved for itself and for the 3,000 people who were lost. At this hour, at the World Trade Center in New York City, names of those who died at Ground Zero are being read aloud. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
One by one, the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 attacks were read by family, friends, and others, like Austin Ielpe, who was just a toddler when his father, firefighter John Ielpe, was killed.
Mom and I miss you very much every day, and we know you're watching over us. We love you a lot.
The emotional ceremony was taking place at the World Trade Center, while other solemn remembrances were being held at the Pentagon and in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration is hitting back at reports it evacuated a high-level Russian CIA spy from Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. In addition, CNN said that President Trump's handling of sensitive information in his dealings with Russian officials was concerning to the American intelligence community. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the reporting was wrong and puts people at risk. The U.S. Justice Department says nearly 300 people, mostly in Nigeria and the United States, have been arrested in a globally coordinated law enforcement action aimed at disrupting a large-scale internet scam. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Scottish court has ruled that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's five-week suspension of Parliament is illegal. We have a report from Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was unlawful, according to Scotland's highest court of appeal. Following the verdict on Wednesday, Scottish National Party lawmakers called for Parliament to be recalled immediately. But the PM's office said the government would appeal the decision at the Supreme Court, the highest judicial body in the United Kingdom. Johnson has promised to take Britain out of the EU on October 31st, with or without a withdrawal agreement. But just before Parliament was suspended, lawmakers pushed through legislation which forces the Prime Minister to seek a three-month delay to Brexit, if no divorce agreement has been agreed to prevent a no-deal Brexit. Johnson, however, has defiantly ruled out asking the EU for any kind of extension.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters. Washington is still reacting to U.S. President Donald Trump's ouster of his third national security adviser in less than 3 years, John Bolton. Bolton says he had offered to resign. Mr. Trump says he was fired. The explanation for Bolton's exit was that his foreign policy views too often veered away from administration policy. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend, later saying that year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. No word on just how the White House will act on U.S. troop withdrawals, part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end a war that is almost 18 years old. It is unclear if Bolton will have more to say publicly in the days ahead. China may be sending something of a mixed message on its plans for dealing with U.S. tariffs. Beijing says it will ease some of its own levies against the United States while keeping others intact. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
China is keeping penalties on American pork and soy, but will ease some others. Beijing has announced it will exempt industrial grease and some other imports from tariff hikes in a trade war with Washington, but keep in place penalties on soybeans and other major exports ahead of negotiations next month. The easing applies to raw materials for farmers and factories, suggesting China wants to limit damage to its slowing economy. It also adds to indications that both sides might be settling in for an extended conflict, even as they prepare for talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a rare address to his nation, Cameroon's President Paul Biya said he's ordered his prime minister to engage in what he called an inclusive dialogue on the issues that are tearing the Central African state apart. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in